Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Pastor Chris Williams is the lead pastor at Heartland Community Church in Ripon, California. He served as a missionary in Mexico, a youth director. He's been an associate pastor of adult discipleship and outreach. He's passionate about discipleship and reaching out to the community in Christ's name. And he's certainly doing that. Chris, as a church planter, he has the understanding, as a pastor, he has the understanding of what it takes to grow something in obedience to Christ. Where are you, dear friend, today in your life? Are you in a place where growth is needed? Well, you know, quite often in moments where growth is needed, there are challenges that enter into the picture of our lives. And it's in those challenges where the seeds of opportunity grow, even at times when you think they aren't supposed to be there. That's why we love the message of the gospel, because Christ comes into our lives in the midst of challenges, in the midst of discouragement, even disappointment. The meaning of the gospel, oh, that God loves us so much, he loves you so much, that he died on the cross for your sins, that he shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away, that he was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, yes, the living Christ, is able to turn seemingly backward situations in his redemptive power, turn them around redemptively for good and for glory, for his glory and for your betterment, dear one. Would you open your heart to Jesus Christ? That's why we're here. That's why we're here today. Chris earned his bachelor's degree in history at North Park College. That's where he met his wife, Rachel. He received his Master of Divinity degree at North Park Theological Seminary. They have two sons, Chris and Rachel, Evan and Zane. Pastor Chris, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you. It's a privilege, honor to be on it.
Where did you grow up?
Yeah, I grew up in sort of a backwater town of central Washington called Yakima, and it was a big place of agriculture. It still is a big place of agriculture. Lots of apples come out of there, so when people think of Washington, I think they think of apples, and that's where largely they come from. And so I grew up amidst a lot of the apple orchards, and all the way till I was about 18, grew up in Yakima. It was a really great experience. Just think, you know, even talking about it now, I have pictures of the neighborhood in my mind and all of the wonderful memories of being with my friends and family. So, yeah.
Well, when you said Yakima, Washington, Suzanne, perked up with a glint in her eye. Why did you do that, Suzanne?
Because I was born in Salem, Oregon, and I refer to that as Mayberry RFD, and I'm kind of thinking Yakima might have been similar, Chris, when you were growing up. I'm not sure.
Yes, I would say, you know, the farther back you go, Yakima becomes a little bit more Mayberry, but now it's got some of the current modern issues that cities face, you know, drugs and kind of drug trafficking, human trafficking, that kind of stuff is now there. So it's, I wouldn't paint it too much with a singular brush as a Mayberry, but there's parts of it still that feel that way for sure.
Amen.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Yeah, that is a great question. I'd certainly have to go first to my mother. At a very young age, she was talking to me about her faith and Jesus and God and all of those really critical things that parents want their kids to start thinking about. And I would say even at 4 years old, I was she was helping me kind of understand this idea of a commitment, you know, following God. And so she sat me down and we prayed. And although I don't know, I was as cognizant of what I was doing back then as I am now when I think back on it. There was something that stuck, you know. I knew I had done something kind of serious there when I prayed with my mom, and so even though immediately after I went and played with Legos or did whatever, there was the Spirit working in me even at that point, and I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful for my mom and her influence. As I got older, I think, you know, I have to refer to Young Life. That's a ministry that maybe you guys have bumped into. And it was certainly alive and working really well in Yakima, and still is today. It's a parachurch youth ministry, and there were some leaders there that were critical in my preteen and teen years just to help me think about walking the faith and dealing with the issues at hand as an adolescent with friends and sports and school and romance and all that kind of stuff, and going to camps. They were just great about discipling me really well. So, and then after that, you know, it was off to college. So I think my mom and Young Life were really two big sources of influence.
How did you become a Christian?
Yeah, I mean, the specifics around that, you know, to get a little more specific, my mom sort of sat me down in front of one of Pat Robertson's, you know, his classic, just standard calls to faith after his programs or at the end of his 700 Club program, and said, "Hey, listen to this guy. He's got something to invite you into." And it, you know, I kind of knew what he was doing, and I prayed the prayer with him. And so that's really kind of specifically how I made the commitment, if that's what you're asking. And then, you know, it was my mom who sort of carried it on to keep walking me with me in my life and taking me to church. Yeah.
What lessons has the Lord taught you growing up? Lessons that you feel, maybe one or two anchor lessons that have helped you stay on course throughout your life?
Yeah, that is a really good question. Well, you know, not in any sort of order. One lesson I would say, you know, we all deal with different things. You know, we all have our own specters and demons that we deal with. Growing up, you know, I grew up without really my dad investing in me. He was there. He loved me in a, you know, kind of a standard way by providing and just kind of being around. But he didn't engage with me. And so I kind of grew up with this gap of just knowing my own value. So I would try to seek that value in people's approval. And I really found a way of kind of developing my significance through success and making people happy. But that is really in and of itself its own God. And I believe really in my later years of ministry or kind of after seminary, I got into some situations where God really pressed that issue, kind of helped me learn a lesson about people pleasing and how it's, you know, it's putting other people as God instead of God himself. And through some circumstances of, you know, people getting mad at me, you know, and people not liking what I was doing, I had to ask myself the question, who am I going to please? Am I here to live and please people? Am I here to please God? And, you know, just making that choice to really focus on God and live for God, he kind of broke the spirit that was in me that was trying to please other people. So that was a life lesson. And I'm, you know, I call myself a recovering people pleaser. So, you know, we all have our addictions that we are recovering from. And so, you know, I was pretty addicted to that. Maybe some of your audience will relate to that, but that was a big life lesson. And I think another life lesson was dealing with your past. You know, I sort of, in my college years, knew that there was something wrong in my relationship with my dad. And I didn't want to go into adulthood after college and have things that would plague me in my efforts at living life you know, perennially. So I just, you know, a life lesson that I sort of learned was, like, just deal with what God's putting in front of you. And it felt like God was really kind of putting this relationship with my dad in front of me in college. So he and I just talked to him, and this was sort of God's grace.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, Dad, what do you think about just going and let's just talk to a counselor about our relationship? And I learned so much in that, because he said yes, my dad did, and we went, and I learned so much about him and why he was the way he was through his own stories and his upbringing, and it just made it so much clearer, the journey that I had with him. And I was able to walk into a place where I forgave him, and he was able to even say he was sorry for some things. And, you know, it's like it was just a lesson that I learned, like, you know, when you have a conflict with somebody or an issue with somebody, especially loved ones, deep, complicated relationships, God is with you in those things if you take the steps of faith to deal with them. And they may not always work out the way kind of mine did with my dad, but God just honors these efforts at reconciliation, mm-hmm. and peace and love and grace and forgiveness. You know, he really honors that. So that would be another life lesson, I would say. It's just, you know, really deal with those relationships, those critical relationships in your life.
Well, it's certainly a challenge. A much-needed admonition for all of us. I think in those moments, dear friend, even as you listen to Pastor Chris Williams, pastor of Heartland Community Church in Ripon, California, he's talking about, you know, going back, dealing with some things that you know, maybe others know, are issues in your life. You realize that in pointing those things out, personally, you, me, Suzanne, Chris, well, when we point those things out, it's a quiet, it's sort of an implicit prayer of acknowledgement that, God, you're working in this, or we need you to work in this, and I surrender this to you so that you can work in this. You know, there's a refashioning that takes place in our lives in moments like that. And such times are critical because they prepare us for next steps. A next step, in the case of Chris Williams, church planting, and others. He'll share more with us when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, it really is a dilemma when you think about it, when you're in the midst of it. You want to advance in life. You want to go to the next steps. You know there's more that God has for you, and yet you're in the middle of a situation where you feel like you're stuck. And you don't want to touch. Who wants to touch an infection? Who wants to touch a sore spot? It makes you wince. I mean, you shiver when you think of it even. But it's in that place where God begins to work and move, and you begin to see things take place around you and within you and in the lives of others who are a part of your life. And then you realize remarkably that you're changing and the situation's changing and others are changing. Your perspective's changed. Transformation is taking place. The Lord is preparing you for next steps. What? So your dreams, so your vision can be realized. That dream or vision that he placed in your heart. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. Thank you for joining us. Our guest today, Pastor Chris Williams. Pastor Chris is the lead pastor of Heartland Community Church in Ripon, California. You can find out more about his ministry at hccripon.org. hccripon.org. And if you're tuning in right now, you want to get this program in its entirety, perhaps you just caught the tail end of the last segment, you can get it all for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Chris, how did the Lord use that, your experiences with your father, as you talked about some very serious issues that the Lord helped you work through? How do you feel the Lord used that healing process to prepare you for what you're doing today?
Oh, that's a great question. I think basic wisdom would be something I would say. He just showed me through that whole experience that we as human beings we can't run from or hide from our upbringing and our parents and our guardians or whatever it is, the things that happen to us growing up, those are things that they shape us and stick on us and can do real damage to us if we don't deal with them. Now, of course, there are proper ways to deal with them and always want to be dealing with them prayerfully. But nonetheless, it's real critical that we look at the issues of our lives when we're growing up and see how they're shaping us today. And so I take that into any conversation that I'm having with parishioners or my friends, thinking about their own journeys and as they describe it to me and wondering, what critical things happened to them growing up that may contribute to their current challenges. There's just so many things. It's so intricately connected. And so, yeah, that's some just basic wisdom to know that people always come with a story, and there's probably some baggage and some damage back there that we have to think about as we minister to people, so we can be gracious with them, we can give them space. That's just kind of a real practical way in which I think it's helped me be a better pastor, just a wiser pastor and maybe a little more compassionate, kind of thinking about if my journey was tough, if these are the things that I was dealing with were tough, man, then other people's journeys are going to be tough. Let's give them the space and just for the grace that they need to go the journey themselves and, receive the transforming love and power of Christ.
Chris, may I just backtrack for a minute and ask, siblings?
I do not. I am an only child.
Okay.
So I'm one of those, stereotypical kind of spoiled, grew up everything and getting everything and, getting all the attention. So, it was part of the shaping power of my life too, but it was good too. There were some good things.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
How did the Lord lead you to the ministry?
Yeah, that's a good. You know, I kind of describe it in a general way, like I didn't go kicking and screaming, but I didn't go jumping and celebrating either. I kind of think of it like as a strong-willed sort of domesticated animal, you know, like a donkey or a cow, kind of being pulled along. I'm not sure where God is taking me. So, but to put some more descriptive, you know, better language to that, you know, when I got to college, I kind of had some ideas that maybe I wanted to be about business or, you know, something sort of conventional that way. And then as I got through college, I graduated, like you said, with a history major. And you can't really do anything with a history major. And got back to Yakima after graduating, just wondering what I'm going to do with my life. And I told God, I said, all right, God, if you just show up and tell me, give me some sort of direction, you know, you can be a mild light, beaming light into my life just to point me in the right direction. I will be grateful for that. And it was a couple weeks later, I was working at this one sort of, I was working at a golf course and scrubbing carts, and my friend showed up. He was actually working with Young Life, to go back to that ministry. And he invited me, hey, why don't you come help me out with Young Life? And so that, I felt like that was God answering my prayer. I felt like that was him, okay, here's your beam of light, follow this light. And as you know, I followed, it got a little bit more clear that I need to keep exploring ministry. At that point, it was just simply volunteering with Young Life. But then I just kind of felt this nudge, and I don't really know how that came about, but to look into missions. So I looked through our denomination's missions opportunities, the Evangelical Covenant Church, and I looked at short-term missions. And I said, you know, maybe I should try short-term missions. I feel like maybe God's leading that way, but, you know, it's going to cost a lot of money to raise, and probably won't work out, but I'll give it a shot. And got my letters out there, and wow, I raised all the money in like 2 months. It was crazy. And so I was like, I think I'm supposed to do missions. And so I tried that out for a couple years and got done with missions. And I didn't really know, like, is this what I'm supposed to do? I don't feel like missions is what I'm supposed to do. So God, maybe I'll just go back.
So this is when you went to Mexico?
Yeah. So I had a great time there, but I didn't feel like it was, you know, a call in my life. So I was like, you know, God, maybe ministry still isn't the call. And so, but then I got contacted by a friend to do youth ministry for a couple years in a church in Arvada, Colorado. And I got there and I was doing youth ministry and did a couple years there, but it still didn't feel like fully called. But I was like, you know, God, if you still want me to do youth ministry or you want me to do ministry, you're going to have to probably take me to seminary, and that's going to cost a lot of money. And so I'm probably not going to be going into ministry. But, you know, a couple weeks later, I got a piece of mail in the mailbox, and North Park Seminary was starting a presidential scholarship opportunity, and I applied for it, and I got in. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm looks like God's opening this up here. Okay, so I go and I do 3 years of seminary, worked part time at Northbrook Covenant Church, and it was kind of there I was starting to say, I think God wants me to do ministry. I just didn't sense like this was something I was supposed to do, but God just kept opening doors, kind of pulling me through.
Mm-hmm.
And and then it was like my first job out of seminary. I just really felt, you know, great about what I was doing, and then kind of carried on from there. So, yeah.
So how did the Lord lead you from that point? Obviously, you can see His hand moving at work, opening doors, providing some pretty clear signs for you. What about ripping California and church planting? I mean, there are churches that you could be a part of that are already established. So why that path?
Yeah, so I'm not sure. There might have been a miscommunication, but this isn't a church plant. In fact, it's where I'm at is quite the opposite. We just celebrated 100 years. Last spring.
Wow.
So, I may have miscommunicated somewhere along the way here, but
it's a wrong assumption on my part.
Yeah. It's okay. But the reason I'm here is really by God's grace. I was doing outreach and discipleship at a church before this church and loving it. It was just great. But the church was running out of money, and so I was having to make staff cuts.
Where was that church?
That was at Deerbrook Covenant Church in Lee Summit, Missouri, just outside of Kansas City.
So from Colorado to Missouri.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
heading back to California.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, it was a kind of coming to the last month when, you know, money was going to run out and the church was going to have to let me go. And Rippon called me up, this Heartland Community Church here. And, boy, God just made it work out. And so it was God's grace, really. And it's been a wonderful journey, 3.5 years here, just pastoring people and preaching the gospel. Love it.
Well, we want to hear about that, this marvelous moment of time that you have in the last 3 years. I do want to go back, though. Things were really winding down there at your other church before you came here. Where am I safe now to think that or assume that you were in a moment of, well, shall I say, suspended animation, not knowing where you were going to go next?
Yeah, that's a great way to talk about it. I have regular conversations with God at night, like, you know, okay, God, where are we going here? You know, the clock's ticking down, and I still don't have a job lined up. And, you know, he was just sustaining me, you know, constantly just giving me sense of his presence. You know, scriptures would come to mind just to keep trusting. I remember Proverbs 3:5-6, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. You don't understand.
You know, Chris, I'm just loving this for our listeners, because what I'm hearing is that you're seeking him, but you're living by faith, you're trusting him, and you're really not certain, but at night especially, you continue to turn to him, call to him and say, okay, Lord, I'm waiting. What's next? What's the next step, as Danny said? And that's just such an encouragement to our listeners.
Mm-hmm. Well, encouragement
absolutely.
To Suzanne, Chris, because someone today may be in a moment of suspended animation. They might have heard from their job unexpectedly, that their position is going to be terminated. It may be something that they can attribute to performance or miscommunication, or it could be something that is just a complete shock. They thought their future was going to be there. They were thinking, hey, I've got a number of years here. They were hunkering down, settling in a good way, in the sense that they're building roots, but now a change. Dear friend, is that you? Are you in a moment of transition in your life? Well, the Lord sends Pastor Chris Williams. He knows what that's like. He knows what it's like to see the bank account deplete. And if things continue to go the way that they're going, some serious trouble may be ahead. The red flags are waving, the neon signs. Hey, warning, warning, warning. But prayer, sense of God's leading, there's a quiet sense of peace, perhaps. Well, he'll share more about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, of course, I'll ask. I said, have you been there? Have you been there? Been there at that point? You said, Danny, been where? Oh, that moment of suspended animation where, you know, a transition is right before you in life, but you don't know what the next step is. You know, there's a term, there's a group of people years back, you know, those old-fashioned airplanes, they were stunt men, and they were called windwalkers. And the windwalkers, one of the slogans of windwalkers, they're actually on the outside of a plane, on the wing of a plane, and they're standing there while the plane is flying in the air. You know, when you see two wings connected in the middle on both sides, those old Red Baron style. Well, the term for windwalkers is you never leave one until you leave one handle until you grab another handle. But that's not always the case in life. It seems like the life of faith, you're letting go of one handle, not knowing where the next handle might be. Well, Pastor Chris Williams was in a moment like that, and one moment of transition in terms of his pastoral ministry in one part of the country was coming to a close, and another one opened. I'd like to hear more about that, don't you? This is Danny Yamashiro. I'm here with Suzanne Maurer. Chris Williams is the pastor of Heartland Community Church in Ripon, California, HCC, Ripon. .org. Pastor Chris, hey, suspended animation, how did you make it through? How did you know that God would open up this door for you? Did you know?
Well, no, I think that's part of the scariness of it. Mm-hmm. You're living in that mystery. You have some of the things you can look back on in your own life to say, you know, God was there to walk us to these other places. You know, you try to talk yourself through the scariness of it, but you can't get rid of it. You know, there's still the sense of like, maybe he won't be there this time. But yet he was. He opened up a door, and it was an amazing experience. Yeah.
Totally unexpected. Right?
Yeah. Well, in regards to where I am now, absolutely. Just to give you a little context, you know, I was, they told me probably about 6 months out that I would, you know, have to find a new job. So they basically gave me about six months to find a new job. And so I just said, God, you know, as I interview at churches, you know, what's the vision you're putting on my heart, and how do you want me to live that out? And so I felt God really leading me into a real specific vision of discipleship. And, you know, in a way that, you know, we disciple people, not just informationally, but formationally. I think there's a kind of a big gap in the church's discipleship efforts, especially over the last 30 years or so, where we've kind of just done an information dump on people and expected them just to look like Jesus. But God was really putting a vision in me, you know, we have to figure out how to help them actually look and behave like Jesus. And so what, you know, how are we going to do that? And so, you know, just this idea of loving God, loving neighbor, and then teaching others to love God and love neighbor. So I just brought that to churches, and honestly, this is a serious truth. A lot of churches they felt that was just too demanding of a vision to take on. You know, we're going to actually help people love God, love neighbor, and then have them teach others to love God and love neighbor. So, I put that on. A lot of churches turned me down, and then put this to Heartland Community Church here, and they said, we love it. Let's go for it. And so here I am, and it's been a great journey. It's been a great journey just to try to implement this vision.
I see someone who may feel a point of temptation to settle. They know what they believe. They know what their convictions are. They know what God is leading them to do. But then the pressure's on. And it's incredible. You feel like you want to crumble, to compromise, and say, you know, maybe everyone else is right. Maybe I am a little too hard on people if this is the demand of discipleship that I'm trying to convey. Did you ever feel that? Chris?
Oh, absolutely. I would say you've really locked in on kind of the internal journey that I was having while I was going through that. Like, you know, am I misunderstanding you, God? Is this really what you're asking me to lead a church into? Maybe I'm overshooting here. Maybe I need to tone it down or present it differently. And I just never sensed from God that I should. So I just said, the things that I felt God was putting on my heart. And, you know, if you look at the Sermon on the Mount, I mean, if you're looking for something even more demanding, I mean, you look at that, and Jesus is just a very out there kind of guy with what he wants his sons and daughters to look like. And so that's what I presented, and, you know, God was faithful. You know, he found me this church family that wanted to go on this journey with me. So, it's amazing.
Someone today, Chris, is at the crossroads of their life. And on the one hand, things have never been more clear as far as who they are and where they're heading. On the other hand, they haven't seen, at least at this point, any firm invitations or clear steps of what that next step is going to be. And they're tempted, even as you have been, to change their story, to recalibrate their convictions and settle for something different than what they deep down inside know is who God has made them to be. What would you say to a person like that?
Yeah, I would tell them that if they know very clearly that God's called them to a certain journey of who they are supposed to be vocationally, if that's what we're kind of talking about here, then just to trust that. I mean, that's what I know from my own personal experience, that as I trusted what God had called me to be as a pastor and presented that before churches, even at the kind of 11th hour when I thought God wasn't going to come through, you know, to keep trusting at that time, that God did finally come through. And, you know, just hold on to that, that God sees that. If you know for sure, I mean, that's why vocation's called a vocation. It's a call. You know, it comes out of that word vox, or voice. And that is so critical. It's critical also on the back end, because once you get called into that situation, it doesn't mean that now life is going to get wonderful, that you found this, you know, great place to land, but that as you stick to that call, there's going to be other challenges in that context of your career or your job. And you're going to need to continue to rely on that voice of God, because I know I certainly have here, as I've continued in implementing this vision of discipleship here, there's been just challenges within the church or even outside of the church that have tried to detract from our efforts. And so I have to keep trusting the call, keep trusting what God is, you know, put in front of me as to what to follow. You know?
Let's take a moment to talk about the 11th hour. I'd like to go deeper. Have you share some details? I mean, give us the timing. I mean, the feelings that you were having not knowing. What was the 11th hour to you? Bring us to that moment of, we talk about suspended animation. Well, take us to that moment of suspense.
Sure. Yeah, so I was about a month out before I would be let go. And I was talking to one particular church in Wichita, Kansas. And, you know, I'm not against Wichita, but, you know, like Wichita, that's not like paradise or anything. It's pretty standard Midwestern town, pretty small.
Chris, we love Wichita.
Okay, good. Sorry. I love Wichita too. I'm just saying here's a church that, I'm trying to get a job at, and it's not an ideal location, but I'll go there if God wants me to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And they call up and they say, "Hey, thanks for calling or thanks for interviewing, but no thanks." And I'm like, okay. And I'm thinking to myself, I can't even get a job in Wichita. So, it's like, where are we going here, God? It was about 4 hours later. And this church here in Ripon wasn't even on my radar. And I was kind of in my head praying with God, I can't even get a job in Wichita. I got a month left. What are we doing here, God? I've got a family I've got to provide for. What's going on here? And then just a few minutes later, I get a call randomly out of the blue and said, "Hey, what do you think about moving out to California?" And then we started the dialogue about, interviewing here and, what it would look like for me to be a pastor here.
How are things on the home front as you communicated with Rachel? How did she work with you how did the two of you go through this process?
Yeah, that's a good question. As I kind of think back right now quickly, I think it was sort of a great experience as far as meeting each other in our gaps. Like there'd be some days when I would be down, but Rachel, just by God's grace, would be feeling up and hopeful. And she would say, "Hey, just keep your head up and let's pray." And then there'd be days when she'd be down and I would be hopeful. So I remember that pretty vividly, us just being, by God's grace and leading, there for each other. And, certainly taking every church context that I was interviewing with to her and getting her insight and her wisdom about, because I feel like our spouses are so critical to helping us discern what God wants. And so she was good at processing things with me, and so those were two real critical places where I feel like she was on the journey with me.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, how did your parents react to this? Two things: through the uncertainty, and then God blessing you really seemingly beyond measure.
Yeah, it's a good question in regards to like what my dad was thinking, and I don't really know. I think because my dad, I don't think I mentioned this earlier, he's not a believer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for him, it's all about luck. Oh, you were lucky. You're lucky you got that, and good for you, and thank goodness that that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no real process spiritually there for him, no lens to look through and evaluate it through God. But for my mom, yes, I think it was a great testimony for her to see, like, oh man, God still got his hand on my son, guiding him through. And I think she felt, just the affirmation of her efforts into my life to mm-hmm. raise me up, and I can trust this, this son that I love into the hands of God,
mm-hmm.
who just keeps leading him and being faithful to him.
It can be a lonely place. It can be a lonely place even for a married couple. Both have faith in God, both want to follow God, and it could still feel at times like a lonely moment, a lonely place in life. Yeah, that moment of suspended animation. Dear friend, as you listen today to Pastor Chris, are you there? Are you there? Are there moments when there's such anxiety and then you feel guilt because you think, why should I feel anxious about this? I should be trusting in God. And things begin to compound. Well, Chris Williams knows what that's like. He also knows what it's like to experience divine surprises. When that phone rings and it's an open door, he didn't settle. and it solidifies, it reinforces his conviction. If you hold on, my friend, hold on. There are divine surprises, we believe, for you. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Heartland Community Church in Ripon, California. That's where Pastor Chris Williams is the lead pastor. Well, it came on the heels of a trial, a moment of waiting, a moment of testing, a testing of faith. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Well, one can hope, but the conviction, oh, someone really believing, even though it has not yet transpired, things have not yet materialized, but to believe that God, in His grace and His power, in His person, is going to move forward and reveal what that next step is. I'm Danny Yamashiro. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm here with Suzanne Maurer, our guest today, Pastor Chris Williams. I do want to make sure we spend some time talking about Heartland Community Church, the wonder of what God has done over the course of 100 years. No small thing indeed. Pastor Chris, congratulations on that, 100 years and going strong. Tell us about the ministry that the Lord has given you.
Yeah, it's really an honor to come into this church, and you know, I got a special look when you have a 100-year anniversary. You get a special look into the history of a church and the people, and I've just been astounded by how God has been faithful here. You know, this church is like any church, and I think any church has its ups and downs, and you know, as I heard the stories and looked at some of the history, you could see where it was struggling at times and where there were church, you know, people splitting off and, you know, leaving, but at other times where God was reviving and giving kind of resurrection power and redemptive power back to the church. And So, but, you know, coming in on this last 3 years, I really kind of am an outsider. I haven't, you know, I'm more of a learner of all this and trying to interpret it still versus when we had the anniversary, when everybody was kind of talking and sharing stories. And it was just a wonderful observation experience of seeing people celebrate what really collectively God had formed them to be over those 100 years.
If you were to finish this sentence, how would you finish it? As you look at Heartland Community Church, the history that's there, you now being the lead pastor, this sentence, God has entrusted me with
His sheep. I mean, I guess that's the first thing that comes to mind, you know, and that He's been working with these sheep long before I got here, and loving them, caring for them, forming them, and that a lot of my job is simply to try to understand what He's been doing, to join Him in that work, and to work with Him to carry us into the pastures of the future, you know, where He wants us to go. And that's kind of what comes to my mind as you say that.
Mm-hmm. As a shepherd, you're looking at further areas of grazing. What do you see?
Yeah, I see great potential for this church. We're smaller, and so I think one of the advantages of being smaller is that there's a receptivity to some of the discipleship stuff that we're trying to do, and we can get really effective in our communing together or being together because we're smaller, and we can build relationships a lot quicker. For instance, like when we started just trying to make disciples who make disciples, we were really able to get off pretty good, just a few groups and the beginning. And those groups, they're expanding, you know. So, you know, we're up to about 4 groups now, and it's great. It's great just seeing people kind of multiply in their discipleship. It's not a huge movement by any sort, but it's just wonderful to see this community sort of take on this, you know, pretty demanding vision, disciples making disciples, and going with it. So I feel like that's kind of where we're going now.
You know, Chris, as I'm listening today, if I could just put a title to this program, it would be Faith. And faith, yes, is believing in things not yet seen, but it's also full assurance in the heart. And my thought is you've experienced living out full assurance in the heart that God does have a plan, He will reveal it, and I will follow it. And again, I'm just so encouraged myself, and I know Danny and our listeners.
A prayer. Yeah, go ahead, Chris. Go ahead. You finish what you were going to say.
Oh, I just think that's great on. Yeah. I think that's really what, in that posture I'm trying to help our people to have, is that there is a God, He's real, mm-hmm. and He does want to have a relationship with you, and He does want to communicate to you. Are you willing to listen? Are you willing to open up and hear Him? And that's a pretty challenging thing for any Christian is, you know, do I want to hear God? And
Chris, have you ever audibly heard His voice, or is it through a thought language?
Well, you know, it's hard. I don't want to. I would say I never audibly heard it, but man, through the scriptures,
yes.
through people, my faith community here, through other colleagues, other pastors. Simply just kind of nudges here or there. I wouldn't call them words, but just impressions that you mm-hmm. sort of feel in your heart and your mind. That would be sort of my journey as hearing God.
Yes, thank you.
We've got a couple minutes left. Chris, could you lead in a prayer? Someone today who may be in their moment of transition, a word of encouragement and a prayer.
Absolutely. Dear Father, we come to you. And we know that some of the stuff we've talked about today on the broadcast may have connection to others out there. I mean, if we're talking about faith, God, we're talking about something that touches everybody's life, and we all face places where you're challenging us to trust you. And if there's anybody there, I think, kind of in that vocational place, God, that is struggling to trust you, to know that you're going to be faithful to open up the door at the right timing with the right opportunity, God, I would ask that you would just give them faith right now, that you would, that they would have even a palpable sense of your presence mm-hmm. in their hearts mm-hmm. and in their minds and their consciousness, and that their heart would be strengthened, that there would just be this supernatural sense of strength that they would feel in their heart to know that you are real and that you are there loving them, holding them, guiding them, and that it's just merely that courageous step of faith each and every moment of their life to keep trusting you, God, that will get them to where they need to be. So, Lord, just speak into so many people's journey that might be hearing this, that need to trust you wherever they're at in their life, that just feels like you're not going to show up, but, God, show up in ways that that help them feel that you're with them. We pray this in your name. Amen.
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 Chris Williams, thank you. Thank you for spending time with us today.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
And sharing your heart. What a story. What a life you're living. And what an example you set for us. I'm inspired by you, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for letting me be on the program. It's been great.
Dear one, I hope that you've been touched, even as we have. Certainly, I can't imagine why you haven't. Hey, you can find out more about Chris Williams at hccrippin.org. You'll find more inspirational stories of hope and faith at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And this is the perfect moment for you to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, please do that. And dear friend, along the way, keep in mind that you, if you haven't done so, you can open your heart to Jesus Christ. We encourage you to do that. Listen, weekdays here or online, 24/7, your support for the ongoing production of this show is needed and appreciated. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and make a donation today. You know, I thank you in advance. Thank you. Psalm 89, verse 1, I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth, I'll make your faithfulness known through all generations. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Pastor Chris Williams. Find out more at hccrippin.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.